The spring season of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival is in full swing. In this weekend's performances, pianist John Weber and vocalist Marissa Mulder in a tribute to Marilyn Monroe. Then Weber traces the history of piano jazz in from Joplin to Jarrett, 100 years of piano jazz. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter sat down with John Weber and Marissa Mulder and began by asking her how the two musicians got together.
Well, I moved to New York City in, I think it was 2007, and started doing cabaret singing. And through another singer, I met John and was lucky enough to start working with him on material. He came to my shows. He's always been so supportive of me. And we did this show called Tom and His Words, The Songs of Tom Waits, a couple years ago.
You have an album by
yes,
that name.
Yes, we have an album that's a live recording of the show, and it's terrific. John was brilliant on that music, and that was our first big project together, and it went over quite well in New York City. I was also a guest on his show, Piano Jazz on NPR.
You've been doing that for a while, John.
Yes, I started as a guest host in 2009. Marianne asked me to do the show. Marianne McPartland asked me to be a guest host, and I remember how intimidating it was the first time, and as I walked out figuring they'd never speak to me again, they said, what are you doing tomorrow? So I ended up doing 70 more shows, and it's all exciting.
We don't happen to carry it here, but I guess you can get it online.
It's podcastable, which I think is a word now.
I think so.
The dictionary.
I think I've heard that. Well, Marissa, you have performances tonight and tomorrow night, Saturday, and John, you on Sunday. But John, you're actually here for longer, or have been. You're working with some other people during your stay here?
Yes. I played for K.T. Sullivan and Jeff Harner last weekend. We did all the music of Stephen Sondheim. It was just a delightful audience, very, very knowledgeable audience. I played for Tammy McCann, the fantastic jazz singer from Chicago, who I also had as a guest on Piano Jazz. I'll be playing for Liam Ford next weekend. I'm playing for Natalie Douglas. We're doing a Dolly Parton show.
Wow.
And I'm doing my own show on Sunday called Joplin to Jarrett, which starts with Scott Joplin and very quickly evolves through the history of jazz piano. Show who evolves into whom, Jelly Roll Morton, James B. Johnson, Fats Waller, et al., all the way up to Keith Jarrett.
I want to get to your music, but one quick question, Marissa. I know one time when you and John were playing together, Ann Hampton Callaway, who's been on this show a couple of times, she crashed your concert? What's the story?
She sure did. We were at the Colony in West Palm Beach. I had a run there in the Royal Room, and we were in the Polo Lounge hanging out after the show. And she came in with her sister Liz, because they were playing the following night, and she was...
Who's also a recording artist.
Also a recording artist, and they were so sweet. And Anne actually called me up to the piano and said, let's do a duet. And
wow.
John played. We sang, They Can't Take That Away From Me, George Gershwin. And she even made up lyrics on the spot and then gave me the mic and said, your turn. So that was a little nerve-wracking, but I think it went over okay.
Yeah.
She is so sweet and so talented, of course.
And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like the cabaret world's sort of a small world, and you get close with a lot of people, don't you?
Yes. In New York particularly, there's a small number of venues, so we see each other a lot, and we go to a lot of the shows of our friends, and because there's talent galore.
And you know our radio friend Marilyn May, I'm sure.
We love Marilyn.
Because she performs there a lot.
We love Marilyn.
All right, let's talk about your show, which is coming up tonight and tomorrow night, Marissa. It's Fragments of Marilyn, and not Marilyn May.
Not Marilyn May. Marilyn Monroe. It's a show that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I've been a fan of Marilyn Monroe for years, and I think it was just seeing an image of her once. She just caught my eye. Something about her eyes and the photograph resonated with me. So this show, which John is the musical director for, and he's wonderful, is music from all over the place. I'm singing songs from Alanis Morissette, from George Gershwin, from Noel Coward, from the Nine Inch Nails, from Tom Waits. And what it is a musical journey about Marilyn's life. And all of the spoken word in the show are Marilyn's words from various sources, diaries, journals, recipes, notes from hotel stationery, chronicling her inner feelings, her joys, her sadness, and kind of executing that all through all different kinds of music. So it's been really fun and different from what you might usually expect to see at a cabaret club.
That clears it up for me a little, because I was thinking the music of Marilyn Monroe. I can think of a couple of songs maybe for musicals, but I didn't think she sung enough to have a body of work, but it's not her songs.
It really isn't. No, it's music that really corresponds with these words, with her text, from all different writers. And it kind of pieces together like a real musical, like a theatrical piece, directed by my wonderful, wonderful friend and mentor, Sandra Lee, who is with us here in St. Louis. Very happy to have her here.
Well, let's sample some of your work. This is from your CD, Illusions, Paper Moon.
I never feel a thing is real when I'm away from you, out of your embrace. The world's a temporary parking place. A bubble for a minute. You smile. The bubble has a rainbow in it. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be
And that's Marissa Mulder. She's here with John Weber. They are both performing at the Gaslight Cabaret Festival this weekend at Gaslight Theater. Very nice, John.
Thank you.
John, Marissa told a story earlier about how you first got to know one another and you noticed her work. And when I was listening to her just then, what drew you to her?
I was immediately moved by the quality of her voice. There's an innocence and there's an all-knowingness to it. It's almost, I couldn't even figure out how old she was. And I just... immediately, it made me want to accompany her. I thought, I want to play, I want to collaborate with her. I want to do something and see how she reacts to it. And I was lucky enough to have her as a guest on Piano Jazz, and she was terrific.
And Marissa, it works the other way around. When you're looking to work with people on the musical side of it, you have to feel a certain way about someone, too.
Absolutely. Well, John has been so supportive and so willing to take risks, to try anything, so on board. Plus, not only is he an incredible jazz pianist, but as an accompanist, he is such a sensitive player. He will give you all the time in the world, all the space. It's truly a singer's dream working with John because he really supports you. He watches, he listens. So it's a joy.
Well, let's sample some of your stuff, John. This is Simple Complex from the CD of the same name. Anything you'd like to say about it?
Yes. This is an album, the first time I ever did a record of all my own compositions. I still call them records. All my own compositions. And this is the title track. It's Giant Steps in All 12 Keys for the musicians out there. And other than that, it's just a nice little piece of music in 7/4 with some Indian tabla figures.
That's jazz pianist John Weber. He's here with cabaret singer Marissa Mulder. And do you have a favorite type of jazz? Because it sounds like you maybe play all kinds.
Well, the reason I'm doing this show, Joplin to Jarrett, is to focus on all the types of jazz that I like. I like it all, from the beginning, from ragtime to stride piano to boogie-woogie, bebop, post-neobop, and the stuff that this is, which is kind of maybe the direction that things are going these days. It's an Afro-Cuban, Indian, South Indian tabla-patterned sort of mishmash of everything that's going on in the world today in jazz.
Marissa, what about your singing? Are there different styles of music you'd like to? We know you do a little Marilyn Monroe and Tom Waits.
Yeah, I love all kinds of songs. I grew up on the songbook. I grew up around the corner from my grandma and grandpa.
In Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm. They were a huge influence on me musically and part of the reason I went into it in the first place.
Why is that?
My grandmother directed a lot of shows at the local church in the high school. My grandfather and I were just best buddies, and he just played me all the best music. I mean, Billie Holiday, Billy Eckstein, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, of course, in his old Toyota Camry, smoking his cigs out the window. So that's kind of where it started. But as I've grown, I'm drawn to music that just speaks to me emotionally, whether it be from the songbook or whether it be Tom Waits or whether it be Alanis Morissette or anything with good story and lyrics that really speak to me and resonate in my heart. That's what I want to sing.
Well, John, how was growing up in Milwaukee for you? Is that a good jazz town?
As it turns out, it is. Dave Hazeltine's from there, Lynn Ariel's from there, Brian Lynch, Al Jarreau, Ricky Germanson. A lot of great players have come from Milwaukee. For a city of its size, it had a surprisingly strong jazz community.
Well, you've both been based in New York for some time. I know, John, you spent some time in Chicago between Milwaukee and New York. So is New York where you both needed to go to do this? Is that why you're both there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the nexus of the jazz cabaret music scene of the world.
But you go out and do touring like this on occasion, I'm sure. How is it out in the rest of the country?
Amazing. I love going on the road. It's so great to make new friends and perform for strangers. Something really cool about that.
I second that. My feelings exactly.
Marissa, talk a little bit just about this Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Can I call it a tribute? It's
yeah,
not really her music.
Is
a tribute to her life, I guess.
It is a tribute.
You know, we all know the superficial Marilyn and all the stereotypes and things about her. Is there something that's going to come through in your show that might surprise us about the woman?
Oh, I think so. The show is actually based on many sources, but my director, Sandra, I was taking an acting class with her in New York, and she brought me this book called Fragments, which had all these, you know, rare photographs, these journal entries, these poems, these letters that show that Marilyn was so much more than what the public perceived her as. And I think this show does show that. It really does.
Did
it goes inside. Because somebody who is a dumb blonde doesn't go from an orphanage to being the most celebrated movie star of all time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. This show illuminates her struggle and her smarts.
Uh-huh. And John, is dialogue part of your show too?
Yes, I'm going to be speaking about all the people that I am showing in the evolution of jazz piano. I'm going to say a few words and then play and then say a few more words and then play another song. So you're going to get plenty of both.
Well, what's next for you two? Do you have a project or you're looking to later in the year, something you're excited about or something you want to do?
I'm thrilled about this one right now, the Marilyn one. I'm just getting my mm-hmm.
you,
teeth
with
into
Marissa.
It. Yes, with Marissa. I'm very, extremely excited about this one. It's just, it's Marilyn, it's really about all artists. It isn't just really about Marilyn particularly, who is still part of our collective consciousness 50 years after her death. But it speaks to all artists and about their struggle and about their onstage persona and how they are in their private mm-hmm. life and how you reconcile those two.
Right. Yeah. And Marissa, after Tom Waits and Marilyn Monroe, is there an artist you have your eyes on that you'd like to interpret?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I'll do next. Perhaps I'll write my own songs. But I'm sure I'll come up with something. But yeah, this is the one right now that's really caught our attention. And we have a performance coming up April 8th in New York. So it's been fun to just keep working and working on this piece. And we're so excited to do it here in St. Louis at a great theater, The Gaslight.
That was Marissa Mulder and John Weber speaking with St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter. You can hear the pair and fragments of Marilyn Monroe tonight and tomorrow night at 8. Then John Weber presents From Joplin to Jarrett, 100 Years of Piano Jazz, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Gaslight Theater on Boyle. The Gaslight Cabaret Festival continues through April 9th. Full details on our website at stlpublicradio.org/STL on air. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dora, Valita Brown, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.